Hi everyone, it's Annie Sorrell here, and it's the 21st of the 12th, 2021. What a wonderful date. It's also just a few hours before the height of the summer solstice, which will be at 3 a.m. tomorrow. Before I go any further, I just want to talk about that date. Of course, we had the 12th of the 12th, 21 recently too, which is rather neat. 2 and 1 are opposite numbers, numerologically speaking. 1 is all about independence, originality, initiating, being individualistic, doing your own thing. So it's very much standing in your own energy and not needing anyone else or turning to anyone else. Essentially, the 2 energy is about 2 ones meeting each other and learning how to cooperate, how to have peace and harmony and goodwill, how to respect each other's differences, the differences of the ones, and how to get on, how to be diplomatic, understanding, sensitive. And so we've had a year, 2021, where those energies have been really playing out. And, of course, that's what COVID has asked of us, to start thinking of other people as well as ourselves. And it has been a really big year in terms of focus on relationships. And when I talk relationships, we often, you know, we're inclined to think in terms of romantic relationships. But that's only the tip of the iceberg, really. There are the relationships that we have with our parents, whether they're alive or dead, we still have a relationship with them when we think of them. That has an impact. A relationship with any children that we might have, with siblings, if we have siblings, extended family members, excuse me, and then there are our interactions with work colleagues, and some of those relationships can really have a big impact in our life, and our friendships and interest groups and so forth. And so I was initially thinking tonight for this call of focusing on abundance, dropping those human fears that there's not enough love, time, energy, money, happiness, that we're not enough, you know, the old I'm not good enough. And focus on releasing those limiting beliefs and an opening to the abundance of the universe. But as the day got closer and closer and I kept taking notice of what the people around me are talking about, these relationship issues are really coming up for so many people, and nothing can bring us more joy than a harmonious, understanding, mutually respectful relationship. And I don't think anything can bring us more pain than one that isn't like that, where we would like to have a really good relationship, or whether we have to have some sort of relationship and would like it to be much more comfortable than it is. And the numbers suggest that there's going to be a strong focus on relationship again next year. So, you know, if you've been sort of holding your nose and diving in and trying to ignore relationship challenges that you're experiencing, it's, you know, quite likely that they're not actually going to go away, much as there's a lot, you know, it can be pretty enticing to mimic the ostrich. So I've decided to focus a little on that tonight, and wanting to for us to bring a soul perspective rather than a human perspective to any relationship challenges that we might be wanting to see improvement in. And you might feel all your relationships are really good, and that's great, and you can use this call to focus on your relationship with yourself, which we'll be coming to anyway. But I think most relationships can always be deeper, more loving, more fulfilling, more respectful and understanding. So that's where we're going to direct our attention. But before we start into that, Let's just spend a minute or two getting ourselves here. So what you might like to do is just notice your breath for a minute and really feel your breath coming into your tummy. You might even like to rest your hand on your belly and feel it expanding as you inhale and allowing it to relax again as you exhale. And as you're focusing on the breath, just letting the external world drop away, letting your attention come back into your body, into your breath. You might like to notice the feel of your feet resting on the floor or whatever you're sitting or lying on. Feeling that contact and that support. You might notice the rest of your body where it's making contact with a chair or a couch or something, and just noticing the feel of that contact. Noticing the feeling of clothes against your skin. You might be able to sense the beating of your heart. And as you're letting the external world drop away, coming back into your body, as though you're coming home to yourself. You might get a sense of some calm and peace. You might like to imagine as you're inhaling that you're inhaling peace and relaxation. And that as you exhale, you're letting go of anything that's ready to go. And also just noticing if anything comes to mind, any awareness, thought, image that might seem to want attention. I'm just taking a deeper breath or two now and starting to come back. Open your eyes when you're ready. Always valuable to do something like that, to just still and calm and center yourself. Before I go on, just a little bit of noise on the line. If you wouldn't mind, if you haven't already, muting yourself simply by pressing *6, and you can unmute by pressing *6 again. I'm not using the control panel tonight, but gives me the ability to do that for you. Okay, so what I want to do tonight, as I said, we'll start out by doing some healing around relationships and then some healing around something in yourself that you might want to be wanting to experience a shift with. It's always, always more effective if we're wanting to do healing work if we can get really specific. It's a bit like, you know, if you're going to clean the floors, you can only clean up the dirt you can see. So what we're wanting to do is bring up what you might usually try consciously or subconsciously to keep buried, to ignore, to pretend is not there, just to generally overlook. But to whatever degree feels safe for you, I encourage you this evening to lift the lid on a relationship that has been problematic for you and you would like to see some healing around. And when I talk about healing, as I said earlier, what we're going to do tonight is bring our soul's perspective to this situation rather than our human perspective. Our human perspective is, this person is treating me badly or something along those lines, and how can I make them stop it? Or how can I make them change? Or what can I say to them to fix this? How can I fix it? That's our human perspective. It's so often it's what do I think about this, that focus on our thoughts, and what am I going to do about this, the focus on actions. But tonight we're going to bring the soul's perspective to this work, ask to work at a soul level, or set that intention anyway, if you're comfortable doing so. So what I'd like you to do is think of a relationship right now or recently that's been worrying you, one that you'd like some resolution, or it doesn't have to be recent, if there's one that's been weighing on your mind for a long time and you want to make peace with it. And just at the same time dropping the idea of how do I get the solutions I want, or I can't imagine this will ever change, it's just how it's always been, it's how it always will be, there's nothing I can do about it. There might be nothing that your small self can do about it, but there might be heaps that your soul is just, or your guides, or your spirit, whatever languaging works for you, might be just waiting for the opportunity, waiting for the invitation from you to step in and assist. And so when we bring the soul's perspective to a problem, for starters, we accept that the problem is there and it's meant to be there, because otherwise it wouldn't be there. So if it's meant to be, there's something for us to learn from it, if only resilience, stubbornness, determination, humility, courage, etc. You know, relationships can teach us so much. So what I'd like you to do is think of a relationship and jot down initially what is it that happens in this relationship that is disturbing for me? What is the behaviour? Maybe I jotted down a few ideas while I was preparing for this call, and it's amazing how many possibilities there are. You may be feeling controlled or ignored or criticised or demeaned, disrespected. You might be feeling rejected or used, taken for granted. So just going underneath what the other person's doing and look at what meaning do I give to their behaviour. And someone else might give it a completely different meaning to you. But what is your meaning? We're not worrying about the other person, why they're doing it, why they won't stop doing it, etc. The fact is, right now, our souls prompt us with this person in this situation. What meaning are you giving to it? And what emotions come up in you? Do you get really frustrated? Or maybe really hurt? Maybe it brings up a lot of anxiety for you. Or guilt and shame. So writing it down. This is the behaviour. This is the meaning I give to the behaviour. And go a little bit deeper with the meaning, as well as it feels as though I'm being controlled or rejected or used or whatever. What meaning do I give to the fact that that's how they treat me? So how this can come up is it's as though they think I'm no good. It's as though they think I'm too stupid. Or it's as though they think I'm not important. Or as though they think I can't get it right. We don't know why what they're thinking. And that doesn't actually matter. For us to heal in ourselves, which is the only way we can change the relationship, by healing in ourselves, for us to heal this, we need to know what meaning we're giving to it, how we're interpreting what is happening. So the behaviour, the meaning, the interpretation, and the emotions. And just jotting that down. And now we're just going to stretch this a little bit further. Is there another time that you can think of in your life where the circumstances could be completely different, the behaviour could be completely different, but in the end it leaves you interpreting, giving a similar interpretation? So where with the current relationship, it might be a sense of being controlled, and the meaning we give to it is, oh, they're treating me as though they think I'm useless. So when's another time, and I feel really anxious, when's another time in your life when you felt someone's treated you as though they thought you were useless and it's made you anxious? If that doesn't land, another time when you felt anxious in a relationship, or another time when you felt useless in a relationship. Sometimes the way we're being treated by someone, and it could be simply a colleague at the next desk at work, but it can feel as though they're treating us the way our mother did, or the way a sibling did, or a parent, or a father. And if we get that sense of a pattern playing out in our lives, then we're the common denominator. We're talking different people, same pattern. So we can break that pattern that's been downloaded into us. Then you might also like to stretch it a little bit more and check and see, is this an ancestral pattern? So you might be in a relationship where you feel demeaned. And when you think about it, you know that a parent was demeaned in their relationship, their intimate relationship. And maybe that's been a pattern with your grandmother or grandfather or great-grandfather, grandmother. Because we do inherit ancestral patterns of behaviour, ancestral beliefs and emotions. And then you might like to jot down a few words that summarise how you'd like to feel in the relationship instead. So instead of feeling controlled, maybe you want a sense of unity, or a sense of equality, or a sense of mutual respect. or mutual empowerment. If you're feeling invisible, maybe you want to be seen and heard. And what emotions would you like to feel? Instead of shame or hurt or anger, you might want to feel loved and valued and appreciated, worthy, deserving, happy, fulfilled. Okay, so just one other thing that I suggest you might like to jot down is if there is one core emotion that bothers you, that you find yourself thinking, and this, you know, it may be in relation to relationships, or it may be just a general sort of default setting. If there's one emotion that you find that you sometimes find yourself thinking, if only I didn't get so angry, or if only I wasn't anxious so often, or if only I didn't feel sad so often. And we're also going to do some focus around clearing that too. Remembering about emotions that they don't have a sense of time. So if we felt very strongly an emotion, maybe the loss of a loved one, and we felt deep grief, and for whatever reason we didn't have the opportunity to really let ourselves be with that grief and it's buried inside us, then it can ripple through, can come bubbling up to the surface when we're in a slightly sad situation, which will have us wondering, why am I overreacting? And it will be buried grief. So here's an opportunity where we're also going to ask to clear a default uncomfortable emotion. And the broad categories for the uncomfortable ones, as I see it, are anger, fear, sadness, and shame. Okay, so what we're going to do now is start clearing some of this so that we can invite in new ways of thinking, new emotions, and as a consequence, relationships can change in ways that can seem quite magical. The number of times I've discussed with a client and they'll say, this can't change, it's always been like this. Certainly, thinking like that helps to keep it like this. If we can drop that thinking and say, I'm open and willing for this to change, can't imagine how, and it will take a miracle, but bring it on, then there are possibilities. And that can come in small steps or big steps. So what we're going to do is start with a little bit of tapping, focusing on what we don't want, doing some clearing. Then we're going to use another technique also, asking to release this. And then we're going to, after we've done the releasing, we're going to focus on opening and being receptive and willing and allowing new ways of being, new ways of thinking and feeling and behaving coming into our lives. Okay, so with tapping, for anyone on the call who's not familiar with tapping, it's a powerful psycho energetic technique, working with energies based on acupuncture. We tap on specific points on the body, and that clears blockages, which in the energy system, which clear blockages that are emotional and mental as well. The first tapping position I'll just run through quickly is on the edge of the hand, where if you are going to hit a, try and break a brick, like with karate, that's where you, that edge of your hand is where you'd hit the brick. You're tapping on that edge of your hand with your other hand. With a couple of fingers, you tap really fast, hard enough as though you're hitting a drum. Then the next position is the top of the head, in the beginning of the eyebrow, right where it meets the nose. Then the outer side of the eye, just in front of the temple, directly under the eye, under the nose, in the groove under the lower lip, under the collarbone and under your arm. You're tapping roughly 5 to 10 times on each position. So what I want you to do is make this specific for yourself. If we were in a group call where we're discussing and engaging, we'd do it a little bit differently. But I just want you to be aware that because this even so is a group call, even though we're not particularly engaging, group energy enhances the power of this so much. And the timing is because tonight's the night of the solstice, which going back through Atlantis and Lemuria and other native traditions has been regarded as a very powerful time for change. And I feel the build up in energy prior to the solstice and bring it on tomorrow. So looking forward to what's been hanging around being cleared away. So let's get in and do some clearing together now. So starting by tapping on the side of your hand, and I want you to keep glancing down at what you've written to remind yourself of what you're focusing and what you're wanting to clear. And I'm just going to say, I might use this situation, I might say, to remind you to think about it. So repeating after me while you're tapping, even though I have this situation in this relationship and I can't imagine it ever changing, I'm open to the possibility. And again, even though I'm in this situation and I would really like it to change, and I feel frustrated about it or anxious or helpless, whatever emotion is appropriate for you, I accept myself and how I feel. Even though I have this situation in this relationship, and it can be really hurtful, really challenging, frustrating, embarrassing, whatever one works for you, I accept myself and how I feel. Now going to the top of your head, beginning of your eyebrow, and just reminding yourself of the behaviour serving for you, side of eye, the way you interpret that behaviour, under eye, the emotion that it triggers in you, under nose, and just being aware that it's safe to let yourself get in touch with this while tapping at the same time. And the lips, because while you're looking at it and you're bringing it to the surface, the tapping is also helping to dissolve it away under collarbone. Under arm. Someone whose phone number ends, I think it's 300, can you mute yourself please, *6, top of head, beginning of eyebrow, outside of I. All these emotions under I, all this hurt. And denies this frustration, and the lips this humiliation, and the collarbone this disappointment. Underarm, top of head. Beginning of eyebrow, side of eye, just looking back at what you've written down under eye, or letting yourself remember, imagine, under nose, under lips, under collarbone, under arm. Okay, just have a rest there. Just taking a deep breath or two. Now we're just going to do another round and just so tapping again the side of the hand, any remaining thoughts about this, top of head, any remaining emotions about this situation, eyebrow, any remaining hurt and anger, side of eye, any remaining despair or disappointment, under eye, any remaining anxiety, under nose or sadness, under lips, all these emotions, under collarbone, all these thoughts, underarm, these are old patterns that have played out in my life. Top of head and played out with my ancestors. Beginning of eye, willing to let it all go now. Side of eye, seems so very real. Under eye, when it all began. Under nose, and it seems very real now. Under lips, that beliefs are just a series of thoughts. Under collarbone, interwoven with emotions. Under arm, and I'm willing to let this go now. Top of head, releasing it all now. Eyebrow, letting go of everything that's ready to leave. Side of eye, from every cell in my body. Under eye, every fibre of my being. Under nose, releasing it all the way back through my childhood. Under lips, all the way back through my past. Under collarbone, back through ancestors. Under arm and past lives. Top of head, asking for it to be lifted from me now. Eyebrow, everything that's ready to go. outside of I, everything that's no longer needed. And I, everything that's outmoded. And knows outgrown. Under lips, everything that seems so very true. Under collarbone, but actually never was. And I'm setting it free and setting me free. Okay, take deep breath there. And again, looking at your list to see if it has a stronger feeling now as it had before. Also, I forgot to suggest you check into how your body feels when you were looking at what you'd written. But notice anyway how your body feels now, whether it might feel a little bit lighter, a bit looser, a bit freer. Fascinates me how sometimes after I've done some clearing, when I get up and start walking around again, my body feels so loose and flexible and free. I feel as though I've done a really good yoga session and yet I haven't moved. It just really gets the energy moving in our body, and that has a physical effect as well as psychological, emotional. Okay, so now what I'd like to do is use a different technique called Divine Decree. This is a very spiritual focused technique where the Divine Decree is sort of like saying by divine proclamation, where we're really asking very high laws of the universe to come in and guide us in this healing. So first of all, we do that invocation, we ask for that connection. So if this doesn't match with your belief system, if you can sort of ignore the languaging and purely think of it as you asking life to help you to resolve these matters, that might make it easier for you, because really, I don't think the languaging, the handles we use matter at all. Just use the handles that are comfortable for you. So I'm just asking God, Goddess, to come forwards and merge deeply down through all dimensions of our fields, so the highest of the highest can be shown for us here today, in our here and now. Asking for the angels, archangels and ascended masters to come forward and merge deeply down through all dimensions of our fields. Asking for a temple of healing and transformation to be anchored and activated across all dimensions of our fields. And asking for a temple of love and light grounding to be anchored and activated across all dimensions of our fields. Just maybe noticing how your body feels now, whether you feel any shift in your the way your body feels, either it might almost feel imaginary or it might feel very physical and real. So what we're going to do is say an invocation, which is about asking to break ancestral patterns, also any vows that we made in past lives. For example, if we've had clerical lives, religious lives, we may have made vows of poverty, vows of chastity, vows of suffering, and this is an opportunity to break those vows which might still be running our lives, holding us back without us knowing why, just these sort of invisible chains that can bind us. So now going to ask for clearing that. So you might like to repeat after me if you're confident, you mute it out loud or otherwise inside your head. By divine decree, in the name of my God, Goddess, under all universal laws. I now break all vows, contracts, and agreements that I, my soul extensions, and ancestors may have made across all time, space, and dimensions around feeling and believing that. And now just listing everything that that relationship's bringing up for you that's not comfortable around feelings, so the emotions, and the beliefs. So believing that people treat me disrespectfully, that people don't think I have worth and value, people ignore me as though I'm invisible and I'm not worth taking notice of. Then I get criticized as though I'm stupid or bad or wrong, whatever it is, and the emotions, just listing it. And also in the list, the emotional pattern that you have inside yourself, that default emotion that you wish didn't bother you as much, listing that, whether it's a pattern of anxiety or a pattern of frustration, sadness or grief, whatever it is. And you might like to have an imaginary shopping list if there's anything else that's bugging you that you'd like resolution. You don't need to know how it can be resolved or what the outcome has to be. It's just asking how it can change, asking for it to change, affirming your willingness for it to change in ways that's positive for everyone involved. Was for the highest and best of everyone involved. Now we just, a little bit more of the invocation, asking for it to be lifted. So notice right now how your body feels, and then let's say these words. I now ask God, Goddess, to lift these energy dynamics from every cell and photon of my multidimensional energy body, asking for records and memories. All records and memories, programs and implants to be deeply lifted from my DNA and RNA, and calling to the karmic board for full karmic absolution around these issues now. That is, any karma that's associated with this, that be released. And just imagine now that it's all being lifted from you, or it's dissolving away, or draining away. Just imagine letting it go. I'd like to imagine that you're in a beautiful place in nature and you're just lying there on green grass or warm sandy beach. Whatever's been hurtful, difficult, challenging, and is ready to leave, is leaving. Old patterns of feeling controlled or ignored, criticized, disrespected, rejected, taken for granted. Emotions, anger, fear, sadness, shame, accumulated over the years that you learned as a young child, this is how life is. It's being willing for there to be just ever so subtle a shift that can have a ripple effect that brings deep and lasting transformation. So that everything's just that little bit different in ways that feel quite profound. And now for the last part of this, we're going to really affirm our openness to new and glorious change. Because as I've said before, we can decide this is just how it is. We can feel very stuck and reinforce that stuckness with our thinking without even realizing that's what we're doing. So let's see if we can just open the doors, open the gates, and let in some of the abundance of the universe, letting in more love, joy, and freedom, more fulfillment, laughter, and those practical things like time and energy and money as well. So I'm going to start with some what ifs, and then I'll give you time to add in your own as well. I find this much more, asking questions, much more powerful than making affirmations. Affirmations, for me anyway, are inclined to generate a knee-jerk arguing response, just like a toddler. But when we say what if, our mind says, yeah, what if? Wonder and curiosity is a beautiful quality for opening us up. Curiosity is so liberating compared with us deciding this is how it is. So what if? So just let yourself be with these questions. Don't try and think of answers. Just feel the question. Just let your mind sort of get a taster of it. What if it is possible for this relationship and all my relationships to be more mutually rewarding and fulfilling? What if there can be open and respectful communication? What if mutual understanding and awareness is coming into this relationship? What if there is more listening and more seeing taking place mutually? What if we feel the love more and express the love more and share the love more? What if I see you more clearly? And you see me more clearly? What if wounds that have been driving behaviour can be healed and resolved simply with intention and allowing? What if I am open to the possibility of miracles and magic bringing healing into this relationship? What if I learn ways to be the best version of me in this relationship? What if I can let go of any expectations I have of this relationship and simply let it be what it is? What if there can be more fun, more sharing, more giving and receiving? What if there can be genuine and authentic connection? True equality and sharing? And what if things can be known without being spoken? What if there can be a whole new level of honesty and trust? What if love can override any petty issues that have been getting in the way? What if I can be fully open and receptive to all that is possible, the highest and best for this relationship? What if this relationship can simply be just what it is, without any need to change it? What if all this and more, so much more, is possible? As the wounds get healed, and the love flows more freely. And what if, as I value and appreciate myself more and more, it becomes easier and easier to value and appreciate others too? What if, as I love and accept myself more and more, I love and accept others more too? Just giving you a few minutes to put out some what ifs of your own, some specific what ifs for you. And again, what if I can be open and willing and receptive to blessings and an abundance of magic and miracles taking place in every area of my life as this new phase begins. And then coming back to that emotion that's your uncomfortable emotion that's your default setting. And maybe some what ifs around the opposite of that feeling. So if your default is anxiety, what if I can experience more peace and calm and tranquility? If it's anger and frustration, what if I can experience my own courage and strength and ability? Grief and sadness. So often grief and sadness are because of a loss of love. What if I can experience more love? More fully in my life. If it's guilt and shame, you might like it to be something like more self-respect, knowing my own worth and value more. Whatever works for you. And so we're going to finish up in a moment. So you might like to just jot down anything that's come to mind. You might like to check in and notice how your body is feeling now. And before we finish, I'm just going to ask for this energy work to be sealed and integrated with ease, grace, love, light, and empowerment. We give thanks for all the healing energies here today with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So be it, so it is. Just taking a deep breath or two. And just briefly before we finish up, I'm just wondering if there's anyone that would like to make a quick comment or ask a question before we close for today. You need to unmute yourself, *6, if you'd like to. I've just got a text, yes, I'll be sending out a recording of this. And if it works for you, if that resonated, if you felt a shift, I'd encourage you to listen to it a few times when it feels right, or every day for a week, you know, whatever works for you, because it will keep on doing that healing work. So thank you very much for being with me tonight, and wishing you happy solstice and happy Christmas and happy new year. I might do another call soon for that crossing over from one year to the next. I'll let you know. All right. So thank you so much, everyone. Sleep well and enjoy this festive season. All the best. Bye for now.